brought to you by Penguin.
Foster's Mill by Val Wood. Read by Anne Dover. Chapter 1. 1989. Liz paused and ran her fingers over the paint-spattered banister rail and looked up beyond the broken, cracked cornices. As her breath slowed, she saw other scenes and heard more distant echoes. Were the whispering voices coming from upstairs or the street outside the heavy front door? Or were they inside her head? Strange and yet familiar, like the ones she used to hear when she was a child, when she was in another place and in another time. "Go on, Liz, get a move on. I don't want to be here all night. Don't let the mess put you off." Steve Black's voice broke into her thoughts. "You won't know it when the builders are finished with it." "That's what I'm afraid of," she muttered, gazing up at the high cobwebbed ceiling of the once fine entrance hall. "I hope they don't spoil it."
"There's not much left to spoil," he grimaced. "The previous tenants couldn't have cared less. But you needn't worry."
He strode past her, taking two uncarpeted steps at a time.
"It's a listed building, so we're restricted in what the council will allow. There'll be conditions to adhere to."
He was taking a key from his pocket as he spoke, but paused before unlocking a door.
"Are you okay? You look a bit pale."
"I'm all right."
She pushed a lock of red hair away from her forehead.
"I'm tired. It's been a busy week." "I'll say it has," he agreed. "I'll be glad to get home. I know it's late, but I wanted you to see this place. There are two units, and we've got first choice. This one or the other downstairs. Come up and see what you think."
The larger of the two rooms on the first floor had long windows facing onto the narrow and ancient high street. One pane was covered over with cardboard. The frames were chipped, the paint blistered and peeling. Liz glimpsed white muslin curtains blowing against the glass and a bright fire burning in the grate of the fireplace, and caught hold of the door jamb to steady herself.
"Stop it! Stop it!"
"You sure you're all right?"
Steve's pale blue eyes narrowed as he turned and saw her face.
"You look ghastly."
"Thanks," she said.
"I'm tired, that's all," she said again and wrinkled her nose.
"Can you smell something fishy? Like cod liver oil or something?"
He shook his head.
"It's stuffy. I don't suppose the windows have been opened in years."
He put his hands against the frames and attempted to push them open.
"No. Jammed solid. It needs a jemmy or something to shift it."
"What was this place?"
She glanced at the bare patches of plaster on the walls where cupboards had been carelessly removed.
"Originally, I mean."
He shrugged and ran his hands over his thick brown hair.
"No idea. It's been used for all kinds of trades. Printers, offices, warehousing at the back by the river, I expect. But probably a private dwelling originally."
He shrugged.
"Most of these buildings belong to shipping merchants, or so I'm told."
"For an estate agent, he is remarkably uninformed," Liz thought.
"Well, if he takes it, I'll make it my business to find out."
The window in the office across the landing looked over the old harbour, as many of the older residents of Hull still called it, and Liz could hear the buzz of machinery coming from outside. She knew that men would be working on barges and mechanical dredges on both sides of the narrow waterway, and instinctively looked into the room, giving a quick smile to the fair-haired man sitting at the desk facing her.
"Yes, I like it here."
"Sorry, Steve, what did you say?"
The man disappeared as Steve spoke from the doorway.
"Shall we go downstairs and look at the other unit?" he repeated, patting his pocket. "I've got the key."
"The kitchens."
"What?"
"That's where the kitchens are, were, below stairs."
"Oh, yeah."
He looked at her and then laughed.
"You're an oddball, Liz. There can't have been kitchens here in decades. Come on, then we can get off home."
He sighed. "The traffic should have cleared by now." The lower unit was claustrophobic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?